everyone. Welcome from around the world in the chat room and on the phone to Monday night's free psychic readings with Lennis and Miss Nina. How's everybody doing? I hope that you had a good weekend and enjoyed yourself and you were blessed in so many beautiful ways. So welcome to Monday Night Psychic Readings. We're so glad that you are joining and supporting the show. We cover personal to business readings daily. It is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities. What you do with the information is up to you. Daily psychic readings are done on the website, theessenceofsuccess.net. From 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. every night, Monday through Friday. We do not work on the weekends. If you're not ready yet to schedule a reading, well, at least go to the website and subscribe so you can receive the monthly newsletter. If you have any messages for us, send them at the website or our Facebook page, The Essence of Success Radio Network. The show phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Well, I've said this all year, and I want to say thank you for supporting and joining the show, but I said it was a year of magic, miracles, and achievements, and I hope it has been that way for people this year, that things have happened that didn't happen. Hello, Holly. We've got Holly. The chat room is open, I think. Is that Holly? Am I correct? You got to tell me. I sometimes get you guys confused, so sorry. But anyway, welcome to the show, girl, Holly or Heather, whichever one it is. Coming up next Sunday is the new moon, October 27th, so just jot that on your calendar. Put your intentions out this weekend, what you would like to see come about next week. Nina's not with us tonight. She's under the weather. She's not feeling too good, so hopefully she'll be back next week. I doubt tomorrow she'll be in, but next Monday and Tuesday she should be here. So I don't have any birthdays. Sorry, I forgot to look that up before the show, and so I don't have any right now. And let me see what else. Oh, Wednesday announcement, Paranormal Wednesdays. I'm having fun with this show. Anything, if you've been in a haunted house or you saw something crazy in the sky or you experience somebody brushing past your leg or your shoulder, something, call in and tell your story. You want to hear about it. It's Halloween month, so every Wednesday is Paranormal Wednesday. So, you know, you guys got some stories. Nothing is ridiculous, okay, and there's no judgment because I don't want anybody to say, I don't know if I believe that. Look, anything is possible in this world, correct? All right. So anyway, call in. And on Wednesday at 6 to 7 o'clock and share some of your stories or experiences or maybe some relatives or friends you heard things that happened. You know, you can do that. And then Thursday is in the studio, our new sports and entertainment show. Just for the month of October, it's on Thursdays all this month. And then Friday, of course, Friday Traffic Jams is a music show. So what I'm doing for the month of October, every Friday is different Halloween music. You are more than welcome to tape the show or go back into the archives if you want to use the music at your party. But every Friday this month will be Halloween music. Okay. And other than that, I think we're all caught up. Okay. Just want to check one more. I think it's Heather. Hi, Heather. Want to get it right. Okay. All right, so we shall begin. Let me bring Heather in. So we've got Heather in the chat room to assist with readings as well as on the phone. Okay, so we'll begin the show. Our first caller is area code 720. You're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Good morning. Lord have mercy. Good evening. This is Dee Dee. How are you doing this evening?
Hi, Dee Dee. Just fine, and you, young lady?
I am doing pretty good.
All right.
Doing myself, I would say.
All right.
First time calling.
What can we answer for you?
Yeah. I just wanted. Well, no. Do you do cards? Or are you just on energy? How does this work?
I do it
Your
all.
Question.
I'm intuitive and empathic.
Okay.
I think, yeah, so go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to see if whether or not there was any messages or anyone out there that is possibly trying to connect with me, really. October is kind of pretty of a heavy month for me because it was during the month that my grandmother transitioned on into November, my sister transitioned. So it's a heavy month. It's a heavy month for me.
Yeah,
so
they're around you.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're around you. No, tell me, because they're beautiful spirits, so I want to know, what are you worried about? They're there to love you and to help. Your grandmother is a force. I'm going to tell you right now, she's a force to reckon with. If you go to your grandmother with a problem, I feel sorry for the people on this side. Okay? I just put it like that.
Okay. Yeah.
She is a force. She's on the other side. And, you know, I always tell people, when people pass over to the other side, they're more powerful than we are down here, right? Because you're up there with God and angels and all. Okay. Your grandmother on the other side is a force to be reckoned with. She loves you dearly, and she's there to protect you. You can go to your grandmother if you're having a problem with somebody at work, in a relationship, or your family or friends, and say, Grandma, whatever you used to call her, and blah, 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 wait 24 hours. I bet you'll call me and tell me what happened. Okay? So
okay.
When you call on her, it's because you're truly upset, not for a frivolous or anything like that, because she's fierce. So when you call on her, it's going to be serious. It's something that's got you crying or really angry. Okay? Your sister... Your sister did she lose a child or a husband? Because she's really loving, but she's loving to somebody in heaven right now. Did she lose a child
when she
was young?
She left. Yes.
Okay, well, she's having a good time. Sorry. Nothing against you, Dee Dee.
No, that's good.
But she's having a good time. She's rejoicing. That's why I'm asking, because she's rejoicing. She's very happy. So she hasn't been, checking in on you. That's why I said I want you to feel bad. Your grandmother's there, but your sister, she's happy. She's rejoicing. So
perfect.
Yeah,
perfect.
She's in good spirits. So nothing for you to feel bad about. Ooh, no, girl, you ought to have all kind of joy around you and happiness.
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't feel bad. No, I don't feel bad.
Oh, okay.
I don't feel bad at all. No, I don't feel bad. I just wanted to know if there was, you know, any messages or anything for me. But, you know, you know how things do occur, you know, stress even through the day, you know, it can just always seem like one thing after another. And I try not to hold it heavy on my chest with the stress, but I do.
No. Well, see, that's probably why the angels told me to tell you that your grandmother is a force. Take that burden off of you and give it to her and let her take care of it, please.
Okay.
Let me put it to you like this. You know, sometimes at night when you can't sleep, it don't have to be nothing bad, okay? You just went to bed at 9 o'clock or something, and here it is, 11:30, you know, woke up, went back to sleep. Now it's 1 o'clock, and you sure enough can't go back to sleep. Like, good God. Okay.
Yes.
During those times when you can't sleep is during those times when God can talk to you. You're available.
Okay.
Now, I want you to bring that back. When you're stressed and things have gotten next to you, I want you to go to your grandmother. I don't want you to forget God and the angels, but I want you to go to your grandmother and tell her, Mom, you know what? These people got on my last fucking nerve today, Mama. I need your help and guidance. Talk to her like that. Don't be looking for no benevolence. You go to her and talk to her just like if someone was sitting right in front of you right now.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, I do have a problem, Mama. Let me tell you. Okay? That's how I want you to talk to her. All right, you got it, girl.
Thank you
very
much.
There is, before I let you go, there's a brother or uncle that's coming through. He's trying to send a guy to you. Did a brother or uncle pass within 5 to 10 years?
Yes, I had a great uncle that passed. Yes.
Okay, he's trying to send a man to you. Okay, I mean, they're open that door to heaven and everybody's coming forward. They're bombarding me right now. But anyway, he's sending a man to you. He's in the background. He's coming, but he's not going to get in front of you until you're ready. You understand?
Oh, wow.
He's got a guy for
you.
There's going to be everything that you've been looking for in life and fill those voids. spiritually, mentally, and physically, but he's not going to release that guy to you in front of you where you'll meet him until he knows that you're ready now to settle down and be committed.
Okay.
All right.
Makes sense. Yes, makes sense.
Okay. Well, there you
yes,
go, Dee Dee. You have a wonderful week and keep that smile on your face and joy. When you're down in trouble, just go to your grandma. Tell her what time it is.
Oh, I understand. I totally understand. Thank you. Blessings to you.
You too. And you have a wonderful week, young lady. And thanks for calling. We appreciate you. All right. Next caller, area code 914. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
Who's this?
My name is Maria. I call from New York. You recognize me?
Hi, Maria.
How are you?
How are you doing, young lady? I'm doing fine, and you?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, a lady is supposed to send a contract to my daughter this week, and money too. Is it true they're going to send it this week?
Okay, say it again about your daughter, Maria, because you said for a week. I'm sorry, I missed it. Say it again.
Yeah. My daughter, they're going to send the contract for work. And they're going to send the money and the contract this week. I don't know if it's
she's doing contractual work, so you want to know if she's going to be starting to do that work this week? Work a contract?
Right.
Okay, I got no right away. There seems to be some delay. Somebody's not telling the truth. Right away I got no, and then the truth needs to come out. Okay, I don't know how truthful your daughter's being with you, but I'm getting it.
No, not my daughter. No, my daughter is truthful. You see, the lady, they give a job to my daughter. Somebody else. We talked a lot.
Somebody else. Okay, well, I didn't get a contract. And I don't think they're being truthful. Somebody's not, either your daughter or the company that's supposed to be hiring her. Somewhere there's a lie being told. So I don't know if it's from your daughter or from the company that's supposed to have hired her on a contractual basis.
The people.
The people,
yeah. The people.
Okay. Well, tell her to go back and check that out a little bit further. Tell her check that out a little bit further, okay?
The name is Sarah. They're going to work together with my daughter in the future, you see?
Will she be working?
Yeah, with my daughter in the future.
She's trying. I see her putting in applications. Yes, she's trying.
Okay.
She is trying.
Thank you. Good to talk to you. Thank you.
You're welcome, Maria. Thank you for calling, and you have a wonderful week.
God bless you.
All right. Be blessed. Yes, ma'am. All right. Next call. Area code 407. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Lori. Thanks for taking my call.
Lori, is that correct?
Yes, indeed.
Well, welcome to the show, Lori. How are you doing today, young lady?
I'm doing real well, thank you. Linus, I would like to know if you can give me any insights in so far as career or employment. I'm kind of burned out on applying for work. I basically want to work on my own. I've applied till I'm green in the face and nothing's turned up. So I've promoted myself for 8 years doing a service job. Yeah.
Okay.
And I've been published and I've been all over the net, but I really, really aspire to get paid. If a conventional job was an option, it would have been offered to me. And I have applied. I have put myself out there.
Okay, well, let's go into your career and see. What is it that you like to do? Because you sound like you want to go into self-work for yourself, which is great. That's what I do. What do you like to do? What's your favorite thing? Or
think of me as
whatever.
A newspaper or a magazine or a book. Whatever you need, drop in a quarter and I'll write it for you. I'm not
okay.
limited.
Okay, so you're a journalist?
I don't have a journalist degree, but I taught English as a second language overseas, and that
so
is
you're freelance.
My path. Yeah, exactly.
You're freelance. Okay, so that's what we're looking at. Okay, something in newspaper, periodicals, or magazines, freelance.
Column, anything. Yeah, anything.
Listen, I got to tell you, just to give you a forewarning, because I also do monthly business readings, do business,
mm-hmm.
entertainment, sports, all that crap. But anyway, in the media, I saw that before this month end, there might be a couple of the big publications might be going backwards because they haven't been telling the truth about politics or economics. You know, it's more geared to how they feel. It's not objective. I'll put it like that. So I saw a couple of big ones could be, I'm not going to say hit the skids, but people are going to doubt the veracity of the company. You know, like if it's Post or New York Times. I'm not saying it's those papers, but so you're telling me freelance. So I'm thinking now like, okay, where are we going to go with this that, you know, would be most profitable for you? Magazines always, I would think. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
magazines.
Something that could,
yeah,
I
magazines
could do creative or I could do serious. It, you know, I'm very mutable, very flexible, given my history in various different disciplines. I can pick up on anything. I just like the ability. I like words. I like putting them together. I like connecting them, and I like. I can look at an article that I've read and say, you know what, that didn't come across very clear at all. If I was to have been given the assignment, this is how I would have presented it. And I'm not correcting anybody. It just, it comes natural. It's really, I can't stop myself. I enjoy it.
Okay. Get your pen. I'm fixing to give you some information. This was coming to me while you were talking. Okay. Oprah's magazine, oh, the lady's name is Lee Ann. Now, this is coming to me, so write this down because I'll be done forgot. Lee Ann is a person that you want to head your letter to or your resume at Oprah magazine. The Times magazine, they gave me Jones. Now, that name is so, you know, like a million Jones, so I don't know, but they just said Time magazine, contact Jones. The last one they gave me was Sports Illustrated, and the guy's name is Mark there. So my thing, Lori, what I'd say is pick up those three magazines and look in the editorial section for the names, right, where you see a Leanne and Oprah or Jones and Times, but it's got to be Jones that's up there, you know, like maybe – I don't know, he's over the political section or new business, I don't know. But anyway, Jones. And then they gave me the name Mark for Sports Illustrated.
Uh-huh.
Now, I know Sports Illustrated, they do enjoy women writers. So I would definitely make that one be real polished that you send there because they do enjoy women writers. So that's the three that I got. Right away, as far as magazine that they told me with names, that's even better. I just sorry don't have a last name, but at least I got the first name. But anyway, like I said, when you look in the editorial section, look for that name, Leanna Oprah. I don't know Jones at Times. But anyway, yeah. Okay, Lori.
Is that an intuitive reading? That's right. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, it was. Yes, because I go to my angels and my guides when I do these psychic readings. I mean, I do cards too, but I'm more intuitive. I'm better intuitive than I am with the cards, even though I've done the cards for years. But I just, my intuitive is much greater than my empathic. So anyway, yeah, let me know. I'm curious.
Is
that
a good match for me?
They'll tell me companies. I'm sorry?
Oh, okay. I said, is that a good
match
for me?
No, go ahead.
Am I on the right path? I mean, because I've
yes.
been trying for 8 years. 8 years, and everybody knows
yes.
who I am.
Yes, but now you got names that you can put a connection to when you submit your portfolio or your resume, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now you got
yeah.
inroads. At least you got a connection by a name that you can go directly to that person, and at least they'll read it and and hopefully see you, interview you for a position. I don't know why Sports Illustrated is very strong with me right now, really strong, this Mark fella. So anyway, but I just feel they're telling me, just make sure that one's really polished when you send that to your portfolio to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me know. I'm here Monday and Tuesday
yeah.
at 6 o'clock.
Will do. Will do. I appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. Let me know. I'd be curious because, like I said, I don't normally get names, so this is great. I'm curious to find out who do you find out in those magazines. So that's what I got was magazine publishing. Sorry. Didn't answer anything newspaper or periodicals. I'm sorry?
I was going to say, I don't know. I wouldn't even know the first thing about how to approach those kind of people. I just know that I can write. I don't know how.
Honey, just pick up the magazine and go to the editor where
okay.
it has all the editors and freelance. It lists it all. You know, there's one section in a little column. And look for that name, Leanne. Then write your stuff, write your cover letter, your resume, and submit it to her. Attention, whatever it is, Leanne Yavosky or whatever, I don't know. Right? So
yeah.
they're giving me the name because evidently that's the person that needs to see your document to get you hired. Than to go through somebody way down in the mailroom, and it might be 6 weeks before it gets up to the top. Like, oh, no. We're going to cut through the chase with this one.
All right. I will do that because I'm just not doing – whatever it is I'm doing, I'm not doing it the right way. But I am doing it the right way because it's getting it's been trending on Yahoo, whatever I write. I just don't know how to get monetized.
Well, this is a start because you're not just freelancing. You know you're doing this to get paid. You're just not offering up free services. So, yeah, try that. It's submit it, like I said, do your cover letter and your resume, you know, little stuff, couple references, and send it as a packet to these three magazines and see what you hear back.
Nothing not ventured can't be gained, right? You have to
Amen.
Put yourself out there.
Amen. There you go. All right. Let me know, Lori. I'll be praying for
you,
woman.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All
thank
right.
You so
have
much.
A beautiful weekend, lady.
Thank you.
You're listening to Monday Night Psychic Free Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. We also have a guest psychic with us. Heather is in the chat room. So if you don't want to be on the air, you can go into the chat room too and ask questions. But anyway, okay. Our next caller is area code 931. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. My name is Maggie. How are you?
Oh, just fine. And you, Maggie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yeah, so I guess my question is also the same. I'm getting ready to make a big move, so I'm wondering what you see in the way as far as career, and I have a really diversified background, so I'm really
okay,
not sure which direction, but I need it like ASAP. Huh.
Okay, no problem. Okay, what is it that you really enjoy doing? Because you said you want to do a career change, so what else would you like to do other than what you're, I'm sure, proficient in?
Well, I I have office management, business management, technical, and healthcare.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I just got out of healthcare, and I'm into technical, but I'm getting ready to move cities 3.5 hours away. So I'm like, okay, what direction should I go? You know, I want the most lucrative, of course.
Okay, so you're moving cities. Have you already applied for a position in your new city?
I've applied for a couple. I've just started. Yes. So, and I've had a few responses.
So you're working
and,
now then? That's what you're saying? You're working?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm still in my old city getting ready to go to the new city, but I'm applying at the new city.
Good. Wonderful. Okay. So management, healthcare, but you also do IT work as well, you said?
Yes. Yes. That's what I'm doing right now. Uh-huh.
Okay. IT management. Wow.
I like sales,
well,
too.
Well, between healthcare and IT, you know, that'll take you a long ways, very long ways. That's really good, healthcare and IT. Okay, let me see what the angel is. Let's see, coming up. And you're moving, what, 300 miles away?
Three and a half hours away.
Oh,
sorry. Yeah. No, he is.
Well, that could be about 300 miles. Okay. Okay, Maggie, the angels are telling me right now that the pay is going to be a little bit lower than what you're making. Are you accepting of that?
Oh, really?
Ugh. Yeah, they said the pay is a little bit lower, maybe. They're showing me now $10 to $25 less than what you're making right now.
Oh, okay.
So maybe it depends on the position that you go for. Because that could be in healthcare. IT always plays pretty good because they're always looking for computer techs.
Right.
Is there a major business there? Why am I seeing like a valley and low businesses? Like a lot of businesses or satellites off from the main building, but it's all one level.
Oh.
Is there some big business there, 3.5, where you're going?
Yeah, it's a major, major city in Montana. It's Billings. I'm going to Billings.
Okay, well, no, I'm just saying because they're showing me this business that's available to you, but it's big, and it has satellites off from the business.
Okay, so that's what I'm doing now.
You know, it'd be like a Microsoft. It's huge, yeah.
I'm doing, like, RF frequency and technical support and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's fine. That's okay.
Yeah.
So you don't, know what this place looks like. Well, I just gave you a visual of it. So when you get there, there is a job there at that complex, and it is computers. It looks like computers, farming material, heavy equipment, development. Now I'm seeing horses. all this is coming from this complex, from this big business. It's like from this business, it's almost like if Boeing's was there, then all the other businesses around the area support that. Right, your restaurants, your tool places, that's this place that they're showing me right now where you're going.
Okay.
It's huge.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
So whether you work within the complex or outside the complex, it doesn't matter because they're all supporting it. It's like all is one, but of course the major hub, the complex, of course, pays the best, but the outside companies support it as well, so whatever those are. But, yes, now they're showing me definitely a job there for you.
Well,
and that is money good. That's good money. Now, this is IT they're showing me. right now,
okay.
Maggie. This is IT, but
okay.
The money's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The money's
good. That sounds good. I'll start looking.
So on the IT, the money's good. On the health side, a little bit less. Other than that, you should do okay.
All right.
Yeah,
well, thank you so much.
Just find out who that big business is where you're going, what big businesses are in that town, and pull it up on the internet and maybe, you know, send them a couple of resumes on some jobs or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, before you get there.
Sure. Okay.
I see you're working. Yep.
Oh, good. You see it right away?
Within a 2-week period.
Okay.
I see 2.5. Either a 2-week period or 2.5, which to me is 2.5 weeks. What are you seeing, Heather? Are you seeing Maggie? I'm seeing 2 weeks or 2.5 weeks of her beginning this new position. Maybe she stepped away. he said the same thing. Yes. 2 weeks. Yes.
Okay.
We're rolling on the same page. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
All right, Maggie. Well, let me know, girl. Yeah,
I will.
Let me know.
Thanks
and
so much.
Let me say congratulations because I see you working there, so you don't have to wait long for a job. You'll be back in the money. So I'll tell you congratulations now, and God bless you on your new adventures in life.
Thank you, and God bless you for what you do. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. You're welcome. Have a wonderful week, young lady. Okay. Next caller, area code 720. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this? Hello.
It's Dee Dee.
Oh, hi, Dee Dee. You got another question?
No. We had already spoke. I was just listening in.
Oh. Okay, let me put you on hold.
Okay.
And I'll
Thank
come back
you.
If you can ask another question. You're welcome. Okay, I forgot, I do have another announcement. You guys, I don't know if you know it or not, I'm on YouTube. Now, I started out as Saturday Night Psychic, because remember when me and Nina are on together, I shoot from the hip. Whatever the angels tell me, boom. Nina, she's a lot more diplomatic than I am. With me, it's like a spade is a spade, okay? I don't sugarcoat shit. I just let you know up front whatever the angels and the guides say. So anyway, I have this page, and like I said, it's Saturday Night Psychic. But if you put up Linus Boyd, you'll find me. I don't think there's another Linus on YouTube. So anyway, and I do monthly business. I do monthly business, and I've done it by the cards, entertainment, sports, weather. I do weather predictions for the month. And then I also do all the 12 zodiac signs for that month. And I'll only come back in if I deem it necessary, like if there's some changes or maybe something about weather or whatever, you know, that I need to come back and tell people to let them know. So far I went back and I'm listening because for November I'm going to start it off. Which ones, you know, do a show of which things all came to pass, you know, as far as my predictions and stuff. So, but my intuitive, I will go back in November and do my intuitive sun signs. I know I normally do it intuitive. I don't know why I just decided here a couple of months to do them by the cards, but I will go back to doing it intuitive because when I do, I hit right on the point. People tell me, I think I'm better intuitive doing the 12 sun signs than I am by the cards. So, but anyway, so do check me out. You'll get to see the real deal, Linus. Okay. All right. You're listening to Monday Night Psychic, free psychic readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. We also have a guest psychic in the chat room, Miss Heather, so please feel free, either on the air or in the chat room. You've got help, okay? All right, next caller is area code 845. Welcome to the show. This is Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. How are you? This is Catherine. How are you this evening?
Oh, just fine. And you, Catherine, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Good, good, thank you. Just in need of some guidance, please, in work, if you don't
okay.
mind.
Okay, sure.
Thank you. I was wondering if you see a job coming to me either with Dan or Sarah, please.
Okay, with Dan or Sarah.
Yes.
Sarah's punching me in the face.
Ooh, is that good or bad?
She's getting my attention. That's what I'm trying.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's not a bad punch. It's like she's getting my attention. She wants my attention. Yeah. So, okay, that's Sarah. What about Dan? Oh, you can make him do anything, honey.
Yeah.
You're the alpha. Yep, you can make Dan, yeah, you can wrap Dan around your little finger like, okay, we're going to do this contract like this, okay, I don't want to hear no shit. This is how we're going to
really?
Do it.
Really?
Sarah is toe-to-toe with you. You two are almost like you complete one another. You're balanced. Like one's fire and the other one's earth. Now, I'm not talking like water, vinegar and oil or something like that. No. You and Sarah complete each other. You balance.
Oh, lovely.
Yep, you two will be balanced. So neither one is an alpha or nothing like you. Just you're balanced. That's all I can say. It's like you two, you balance. Like if she has an idea, maybe you disagree, and ask her. Okay, well, show me where I can understand what you know what you're bringing here. And when she does, it's like, oh, okay, Sarah, I got you now. Okay, now I understand. Or you might say, I don't think that's going to work for me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's a balance. It's not a bad thing. Dan, on the other hand, yes, you could work with him, but I just think you're just able to manipulate him. That's not very good.
Okay.
For you, hell yeah. For him, come on, man. Man up. Come on now. Yeah. But for you, it's a good thing.
Okay.
So there you go. Either one. Sarah, you're balanced. Dan, you call the shots.
Okay.
Why are you there like, okay.
I'll reach around to him. And I haven't heard back from him in a bit. So, but I think he's been busy. I was checking out his page and stuff. So I know he's been kind of busy. But I'll reach around back to him then.
Oh, yes, please do.
Okay.
He'll do what you ask, yes. Just, yeah. Well, I should say that's up to you. Sarah, on the other hand, that's a working, right? You two are working.
Yeah, no, they're both working, yeah. Her, it's a newer relationship. We've only spoken on the phone twice so far and some emailing. But, yeah, no, she seems nice. Yeah.
No, yeah, she is. She's business. She's business.
Yeah.
I want to look at her like to be no best friend now, okay? She,
she's
got her personality and her issues. But as far as working together and let you make your money, go for it, girlfriend.
Okay.
Go for it. All right.
Thank you.
All right, Catherine. Well, you have a beautiful week, young lady.
You
and congratulations.
Thank you.
I have
Thank
to laugh
you.
About the guy, but either way, go. Congratulations. All right, love you, girl.
Love you too. Peace and
oh, thank you. All right, next caller, area code 678. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hey, Lennis. This is Regina.
Hi, Regina. What's going on? You sound down, honey. What happened?
No, I'm okay.
Somebody piss you
I'm
off.
Okay. It's late. That's why. It's like, you know, you better get used to getting up early in the morning. So it's just the time. So, but nothing's wrong. I'm calling to see about what is the next step after my contract job, because it's supposed to end. I'm going to take it. I won't say end, but I know they're going to be extending it. And my full year is in January. And it's with a health insurance company.
Oh, okay. So, Regina, don't you want to get on permanently?
Yeah,
or
but
no.
There's some things. I'd rather be in another department. I'd rather be in another department or somewhere else, like another company. So that's the goal. Because it's all about
okay.
Budget. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I understand that.
Right.
So whether you should stay there or move on, let me ask. Okay, the angel said there's a possibility where you're at right now to move into a permanent position, this company that you're doing temp right now. There is possibility, I mean, not temp, but it's not a permanent position, but it will come up that you'll be offered or either you will see the announcement. It looks like you see the announcement that if you want to apply for a permanent position, you can.
Okay.
I see the hours sometimes can be sporadic where you may have to work some Friday evenings or Saturday afternoon. So jot this down. Some
okay.
Friday evenings, like you do your 8 hours, but they might ask you to stay over 2 more hours, whatever, to get some report done or whatever because they're trying to come in under cost or something, or may have you come in on a Saturday for extra work. You get paid. I mean, you ain't doing it for free now. You're going to get paid. But,
no, that's right.
yeah. Well, you know, sometimes people work extra and they don't get paid. You know,
I
you know your president
that.
Wanted to take overtime out. People making money on overtime. But that might have been federal, though. Let me take that back. That's probably federal people. Okay, so that's a state permit. Now, if you go, well, now, if you leave, Regina, they're saying there's another job, but it's about 5 miles from where you're working at right now. It's almost like you would go into the suburbs. You'd go out of the city into the suburbs. Am I right?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Now
be.
I'm looking at the say. I looked at the permanent. If you stay, now I'm looking at if you leave. So they're telling me if you leave, the job is 5 miles from where you're at right now. But it's like going in the suburbs. In other words, you won't have as much traffic to deal with like you do right now. That's what they're showing me. It's still a big business. I mean that won't change.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's what they're saying. The angel is saying she won't have the traffic to deal with. Like you do at the present time. And that even means if you're taking a bus or transportation, you know what I mean? It'll just be easier on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the main reason why I'm, you know, if I go out of the company, I want to get something closer to home because it takes me an hour and a half to get to work because of the traffic.
Then I hit on the point. Okay. Now, the job that they're showing me right now that's 5 miles from where you're at right now, would that be closer to your home?
Because
it's going into
the
suburb.
Where I live.
I'm sorry?
I live in the suburb.
Okay,
suburb.
So maybe that's what I'm seeing. Maybe it is something closer to your home then.
Okay. Yes, that's
yeah,
so
because remember
better.
I said it's, I'm seeing suburbs. Yeah, but it's still a business. Yeah, it's not like a big residential area. Yes, there is residential, but there's businesses there. And I would say over 50% is businesses.
Okay.
Right, you know, it's like Facebook, and if you go down the street, you see residential homes. Okay, same with this job that they're showing me, yeah.
Okay, and they're not giving you like a description of what it could be, or...
Let me see. Daniel said, what do you do? They're not telling me. So what is it that...
Okay. What I do at the health insurance, I deal with not directly...
Are you administrative?
But more... Kind of, sort of. It's more outreach. It's more, it's administrative work you have to do, but I'm talking to providers and like DFACS staff with foster care kids or foster kids. But ooh, I don't deal with them directly. I'm more indirectly. I'm just trying to get the records, the medical records, dental records, stuff like that. So.
Oh, do you know what came up while you were talking? SSI Fraud Department.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where
okay,
that is.
General.
Write that down. Write that down.
Okay.
SSI, you know, Social Security, SSI Fraud Department. That's what they just told
okay.
me.
Okay.
Very
okay.
good money.
So, mm-hmm.
You are qualified. I'm seeing three money signs. The angel said you're qualified. And you could retire. Well, yeah. You were
from there.
Damn good retirement. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. So money.
Yeah.
You're qualified and you can retire. So look at it and
yes.
don't think you're not qualified, okay? Don't. I want you to fill this application out for SSI. Find out, you're going to need to pull that up on the internet and find out when you, their fraud department. Look up fraud on SSI. Then find out who is over that, the director or
okay.
whoever, right? Because you're going to send your letter and resume to that person.
Okay.
Okay.
So this
yeah,
will be something
in the fraud
like...
You just don't want to send it to Social Security. No, you're sending it to the SSI Fraud Department because you're good at this. You are. You're good at this. So
mm-hmm.
anyway,
yes.
Yeah, send your application
with
and everything.
Anyway, and documents. So
okay.
Yeah, I know
okay.
what you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
So even
wow.
now, when you pull this up, Regina, when you pull this up, even if you don't see a job application for the fraud department, please do not stop. I want you to send the cover letter and your resume to that person. Okay?
Okay.
Don't even let that
mm-hmm.
stop because I'm telling you why. If they like your application and stuff, they will contact you. They can make a job or either get rid of somebody and bring you in.
Okay. Okay. Wow.
Okay. So that's
that
why I
be
want
great.
You to keep your confidence up. Keep your confidence up and you're good. You're good, honey. But you're qualified for this job. And like I said, you could retire. You could retire
yeah.
there, be there from now forevermore. That's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what they're showing me right now that's 5 miles from where you're at, but it's in the suburbs. So I can believe that because, you know, SSI and places like that and the state offices, they have satellite, right? They have satellite
mm-hmm.
offices.
They do.
So that's very possible. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So you
okay.
let me know, girlfriend. Yeah,
I will.
You
thank
know.
You so much, ladies. I will.
Oh, you're most welcome. You're most welcome. You're going to do good. I know where you're at right now, but do apply at the SSI. I'm telling you. That's
okay.
good money and permanent. You ain't got to worry about nobody's
right.
mess or budget. You're there for till you get tired, okay?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right, baby.
All right.
Well,
you take
have,
care.
You too. Have a wonderful week, and thanks for calling. Okay, well, I guess we're coming to the end. Oh, we've got a new lady in the chat room. Welcome, Miss Star Booker, to the show. We're glad to have you. If you have a question, please go ahead and ask. You've got Heather there in the chat room, who's also a psychic, and I'm looking at it right now. Let me go back and check. Oh, I still have 720. She might have a second question. Let me go back and check with her. You got a second question for me? Because you're more than welcome to ask it, Dee Dee.
Yes, actually, I do.
Okay.
I wanted to know, I was laying here and I was thinking, I wanted to see about, well, then again, I don't know. Okay, well, the guy that's coming, is that Habib coming from Africa?
I don't know. Your uncle didn't
coming
show
back.
Me.
Okay, yeah.
No, he didn't show me. He just, it's like this. When I saw
mm-hmm.
your uncle, he's got this guy's hand, and he's standing to the right of your uncle. And your uncle's walking towards you. And the man,
okay.
he's not behind him. He's to the side of your uncle. But your uncle's walking towards you, but he's not going to release him until he knows that you're ready. So the guy's there,
yes,
but
exactly.
I don't see him. You know what I mean? I just see that there's a man there he's bringing to you.
Yeah.
Let me go back up.
I guess the question would be if this is someone new, then I know that it's someone new, not someone from the past returning.
No, it's someone new.
Okay.
You don't even know this guy.
Okay. So sometimes,
nope,
you know,
don't even know him. He's a brother. I do see that. He is a black man.
Okay.
I see that aspect, but I'm not seeing his physique. He looked like he's broad. He's broad in his physique.
Okay.
But
yeah,
that's all. They're not showing me his face or none of that. Well, because it's a surprise to you. So he's not going to let
yeah.
you see every aspect of the guy. Because then you would know what he looked like, who's coming towards you. He wants it
yeah.
to be a surprise. But when it happens and you meet this guy, you can say, thank you, uncle.
Yeah, that sounds about like him. That sounds about like him. He was a character.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
There you go. All right,
beautiful.
Kiddo.
Yes. Thank you.
I'll let you stay on for you if you want to listen. I'll keep you on. Did you still want to listen?
I am.
I want to help this.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Been enjoying it.
All right. Okay. Okay, Miss Star Booker. She's got a question for us, Heather. She wants to know about a new relationship. I was wondering if you see it being long-term like a marriage. Give me the guy, Ms. Starbucker, give me the guy's first name. That's all I want. I don't want his last name, just his first name. Can you give us that right quick, and then I can concentrate on him. Let's see. Okay, Heather is saying possible. Okay, got it. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Good Lord, is he a bishop in the church? I see church all around the man. I almost want to go to preaching. It's so good. Brother James. Well, he believes in God. God bless him for that. He does believe in the spiritual. Well, yeah. It could be long term. I'm not seeing marriage. I just see right now you both are just kind of figuring each other out. Where do you want this relationship to go, or to what level do you want to take it? Don't run him off with too many questions, Star. Not too many questions. You know, ask him, of course, because you two want to get to know each other. God knows. But yeah, in fact, Heather is saying you both need to listen to each other, to build your relationship up. Yeah, I saw not to ask too many questions because it would push him away. And he wouldn't, it's not about him thinking that you're nosy. He'll be thinking that you want control. That's what I'm saying. So if you ask too much, he'd be like, oh, okay. He'll back up a little bit, do a back step, as they say. Let's see what else. I see that he's a good man, but I see that he's had trouble from a past relationship. It was a little bit of drama, not much. I don't know, something about this man, he can cut you off right quick. I see that. It's like, I don't believe you heard me. I'm telling you, it's like a preacher. I don't believe you heard me. I do not want to be bothered with you anymore. Yeah, so it's like a little bit of drama, but no, he's clear. He's clear. I'm going to put it like this, Star. Give the guy a chance. Okay, give the guy a chance. Because I think there's a possibility that, yes, this relationship could work out for the best for you two. So just, I'll do it like this. One day at a time and go with the flow. You can be anything you want me to be, but I'm going to be myself. Right, Star? Okay. He's a Scorpio. Oh, girl. And what are you? Tell me your sign. See if y'all both compatible. Huh? Because, you know, Scorpio, they got that stinger. They get mad. They be, I know I got a couple of nephews. So. Okay, Starbucker, what is his sign? I mean, your sign, excuse me. What sign are you? Oh, okay, I got it. Whew. What is that, fire and water? All right now. Okay, Leo is fire. I believe Scorpio. Heather, help me here. I'm trying to remember. What is Scorpio? Is that water or air? I can't remember right now. Oh, come on, Linus. You can do better than that. I'm even looking for my book. I haven't left you. I was trying to figure out what, jeez, I can't believe I'm doing this and do this every day. Huh. Scorpio. Well, okay. So what is it? Is it a hair sign? What is it, Heather? Oh, it's water. Oh, okay, fire and water. Whoa. And water puts out fire. That must be why I told you, Star, to back up a little bit. Don't ask too many questions. Okay. You're the 13th, so am I. I'm a 13th, too. Okay, so, Star, so this is it. Yes, it can work. Just remember, water puts out fire. So even though you want to be center of attention and all eyes on you and stuff, just kind of leeway a little bit to him sometime, too. He'll be good. I'll tell you one thing, Scorpio and your sign, y'all some good lovers. So, okay, I hope you're old enough that you're not having kids, because I would see somebody popping up pregnant real quick. So, but you're older than that, so thank you. Yes, I'm a Decan 3 as well, Heather. Yes, I am. Thank you. Thank you. All right, everybody, it's getting ready to go off the air. I want to thank you all for, it was my pleasure and honor, of course, to do readings for you. I enjoyed immensely. Don't forget to check me out on YouTube. Put in Linus Boyd, or Linus, it should come up. You'll see me. Tomorrow night, we'll be back at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. And don't forget, Wednesday is Paranormal Wednesdays with the spooky stories and stuff, okay? All right, folks, if nobody's told you they love you today, I do. And thank you, Ms. Star Booker, for being in the chat room. And thank you, Heather, as always. And thank you to all the people that called in. I really do appreciate it. And I will see y'all tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Now, go out and make it a good evening. If not, have a good night's rest, huh, for some people. I know it's 7 o'clock on the West Coast and it's 10 on the East Coast. So have a good evening and know that you're loved.
Possibilities in the moves we can make. Your kiss is giving every indication. If this heart of mine is right, by the time this night is over, the stars are gonna shine to lovers in love. And when the morning comes, it's gonna find us. Love that's